tameza kushaydik. We'll soon see what that means in the Gemara. That by a shifcha, the maid the parasha mezid is kushaygig. But that the man is chayiv, whether he's a mezid or a shaygig, he's chayiv, we'll see as long as she's a mezid. She has to be a mezidah also. She has to be chayiv malchus. But in a case where she's a shaygig, then he's part of, even though he's a mezid. So the hechma b'shifcha just means just as mezid kushaygig means as far as the husband, the man goes. Even though the man is a mezid, still, I'll have a chib to bring a korban oshem as long as she was amazed. That we'll see in the Gemara. That's the schum we have by shivcha over arayus. Yeah. Now the Mishnah goes on to say, "Taka ezel shivcha. What type of shivcha is that? Yudalef here. Ezel shivcha. What type of shivcha are we talking about over here? So it's a machlokes. Tanakama says it means kol shechetzia shivcha v'chatzia bascharin. She's a shivcha kananis that belongs to a Jew, and first two shivchim, two partners owned her, and then one partner freed her. Shenem the Pasuk says the hefta lo niftosa. Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. The hefta lo niftosa means you gave a little bit of p'tiyah. She was redeemed a little bit, but not completely. So that's what the Pasuk is talking about. So on such a shivcha, now if she's miyuchet to a man to an eved ivri, so there's a miktas kedushin chal, and therefore if a man lives with her now, therefore there's new halacha that he's chay v'korban oshem. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. But according to him, a regular shivcha, if you live with her, you wouldn't be chay this korban. Rabbi Shmuel Loimar Zrui Shivcha Vadois. He also knows the pasuk is talking about a regular Shivcha Kenanis, and she was not freed at all. And still the Torah says, if a man lives with her, he's chayiv a korban oshem. Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Loimar Kol Arroyis Mufroshis. All the other arroyis in the Torah tells clearly what it means. The Shir Ein Lonu. Nothing was left out. Elo Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baskorin. Only this halacha of a Shivcha. In other words, he also learns like Rabbi Yehuda Tanakama. Or some of the gears not to abuse it should be Rabbi Kiva. That he holds also like Rabbi Kiva. That the pshat from this pasuk of a shivcha nechrefes, a shivcha rufa means a shivcha that's a chatzi bascharon, she was here freed. And now she's miyucha to an eved ivri, so if another man lives with her, that's this pasuk now the yischai of the korban oshem. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Minolon tihiloki. How do we know this said? We said now the Mishnah says by a shivcha harufa, but if a man lives with her, so she gets malchus, and he has the chiyuv to bring a korban oshem. The question is, how do we know this? From Minolan, the hilok, she's the one that gets malchus, v'hula loki, and the husband, the man, does not get malchus. The Tanna Rabbanan wrote like this, the pasuk says, v'koyres tia. So Melana comes to teach us, she like her, she gets malchus, v'koyres will soon see his loshen of malchus, and tia is loshen in keva, she gets it. Yoch Leibor is about to say, still, maybe shneim loike, maybe both of them get malchus. Tamla, the pasuk says, no tia, loshen nikeva, he loika, only she gets, the shivcha gets malchus. Ru ain't a loika. But the baal, the man, does not get malchus. Now, minan, how do we know to say, b'chlau, the hadin, b'choris, listen to malchus? How do we know to say, when the pasuk says, b'choris tia, that she gets malchus? How do we know that b'choris is loshen of malchus? Or Rabbi Yitzchak Yitzchak like this, tehe b'kroi, that b'choris means the thing that you have to say psukim for. And we know, when you give malchus, that's the locha, that the one the makri has to say psukim. That should be it, you have to say psukim. See, a panel we learn like this. When you give malchus, God will have the yonim, the oldest one, the greatest one of the yonim, a makri. He says the psukim. So while they give you malchus, you have to read out psukim. Sheni, the second one in the dayon, his mind, he counts how many whips you give. And Shlish, the third one, Oymer Hakeh, the one that says hakor to hit. So kids will be cursing his loshnim, saying out psukim, that's by the punishment of malchus. Now, Ravashi Yoma Babikur Tia. The Russian curse means she has to be checked out. We have to check her value, see how strong, how much Malchus she could take. That's also a Russian of Malchus. We check her out first, see how strong they are. Because if not, like, we learn like this. That even though Malchus is 39 whips, but not everybody can take it, but we don't kill you. So if she could only take, let's say, 20 whips, we don't give them 20. We have to be equal, divided by 3. So it has to be 18. So we don't value him. The number that's fit to be divided by 3, because he used to hit a series of 3 whips, one in the front and 2 in the back. So you see, it's because it means checking out the person to see how much he could take. Tan Rabban one like this: Bizman Shisha Leika, when the Isha deserves to get Malchus, means she had Asura, she was warned. Then Isha may be Korban. Then the man has a chiv to bring his Korban Oshem. But the Ein Isha Leika, in the case where the Isha does not get Malchus, for whatever reason it is, whether she's a shageges or whether she's a katana, that she's potter for malchus. In such a case, an echnami einu ish may be korban, as the Mishnah mitzvah also, then the man is potter from his korban. It's all totally she has to get her malchus. We know, and how do we know this from? Omar Rav, the Chassid Pasuk says, v'ish ki yishka v'isha, shichva zero, v'hi shivcha nechrefes liish. That's the Pasuk says. The man lives with the shivcha, shichva zero, that means the gemar bia, and she's a shivcha nechrefes liish, that she's miyucha set aside to a man, she has like a man she lives with, and v'hefta lein of dosa, she was not redeemed either at all, or not completely redeemed. Oichu poshta nitan loros, it wasn't given her a shtar shichur. So that's the Pasuk says. Now, Michti, let's see. Ad hocha b'ishka mishtor. The Pasuk starts off with ish. It says, the ish ki ishka ves isha. So the Pasuk starts off that the man is doing the Aveira. And so, and then in the middle of the Pasuk it says, b'koris tia, that she gets malchus. And the next Pasuk first says, the chiv of the korban. So the question is, Nichta the Havi as Hashem al Hashem. In the first pasuk, it should have said right away that you have to bring korban Hashem. Or Lipseif in the second pasuk, or the end, it should have said Lichta b'koris tia. Amai kosa rachmona bereishu b'koris tia. At the beginning of this pasuk, or at the end of this pasuk, the first pasuk, it says that she gets malchus. Or Lipseif in the second pasuk, it first says Tziv the Havi as Hashem al Hashem, that he gets a chiyuv korban, the bring korban Hashem. The Pasuk starts off saying, Vish, we're talking about the man that's doing the Aveira. Fakim, in the middle of the Pasuk, we skip to her punishment. And then the next Pasuk first says his punishment. So, Achikam, this is the Pshan Psukim. That im bikuris tiyahi, if she deserves malchus, meaning to say that she was warned, she did have been mated with Asron, then the Baal, the man, has to chiv, behavior is Hashem al Hashem. Then he has to bring his korban Hashem. But the imloi tiyah bikuris, from the case that she's potter from malchus, whatever reason it is, either she was a shaggy without her straw, or else she's a ketana, then the din is lo yovihu as Hashem, then the Baal has no chiv, the man has no chiv to bring a korban Hashem. So as Eimah may be hu miya tokro, avil hi tuki v'taisli korban. Maybe the pasuk only means to say that the man has no chiv malchus. But maybe she has both. Maybe she gets malchus, and also she has to bring a korban. How do we know to say she's parted from the korban also? So the Mara answers, "V'hevi es ha'shomoy l'Hashem k'siv, ha'shomoy mashmi his and not hers. Mashmi only he has to keep to bring the korban Hashem, and not she, not the shivcha." Omer Rav Yitzchok Yerliyolam ein chayiv elo ha'shivcha bula bovad. Has to be a shivcha bula means that a man lived with her before. Shem Apostle says, "V'hi shivcha nechrefes lish," means that she's miyucha to man that it means the man lived with already. On such a shivcha now, if a man lives with her, he's chayav this malchus, he's chayav the korban Hashem. Furthermore, my mashma, how do I know to say the high nechrefes lishn dishnu yehu? This word nechrefes means like her body changed over, as if to say she's already a bula, she lived with a man already. The third the pasuk says vatishtach olav harifos, that they spread out over harifos, that this wheat when you chop it up and change it over into barley, like into grain, into flour. The zilushin of Nechrefis, lashon of tishtach, is changed over. A harifos, it's lashon of changing over into flour. The boysim vrote here says, im tichtosh, or avil, but machtesh is also you chopped up in a chopper. But teich harifos, with this chopped up wheat, is boli. It says, v'yitnum yodun, they put the hands, lohitsin, Hashem, take away the wives, the Hashem of the Averis, el tzoin, alashmos, and bring a korban Hashem for their Averis. The kids, you see it somewhere, there was a shinu happened to a body already, means the shivcha already lived with a man. Omer Rav Chisda, Malan, the common teachers of Pshar from this pasuk was, Shekulam shivcha sarufas bolu. And that pasuk was talking about in Ezra, that they all lived with shivcha sarufas. Now the Mishnah says, Ezel shivcha, what's considered a shivcha? That Yechayev is korban Hashem. So the machlek is in the Mishnah. Tanur Rabbanan of this. The pasuk says, Vehefta. Yoch Ragwar thought to say kulu. We're talking about a shivcha that was completely freed already. Talmudim, the pasuk says, no loynif dosi, she was not freed. So Yoch Ragwar thought to say loynif dosi, she wasn't freed at all. Talmudim, the pasuk says, fehefta, that she was freed. Okay, so how's it come out? Peduya veina peduya, that she was freed a little bit. That means to say in the case of chetzi shivcha vechetzi baskar. We're talking about now that she was half freed and half a slave still. umaresat li'evet ivri. And the pasuk is talking about where she was married to an evet ivri. So to an evet ivri now it's like this. An evet ivri is allowed to live with a shivcha. But kedushin is not chal on a shivcha. If on the half that's freed, he is also allowed to live with an evet ivri, and that kedushin is chal. But a complete kedushin is not chal because she's still a half a shivcha. So that's why if another man lives with her now, he's not chayiv misa, because it's not real an eshes ish. So that's his new pasha of a shivcha charuflam, that if a man lives with her now, he's chayiv this oshem korban oshem. Tiv Rabbi Kiva, these are the words of Rabbi Kiva, that's the pasuk he's talking about. Rabbi Shmuel Leiman, Rabbi Shmuel says, v'shivcha kenana chakosim adar, it's talking about a complete shivcha, she wasn't freed at all yet. Umaresat li'evet ivri, that she's also married to an evet ivri. And there's no kedushin really chal there, just she's miyuchah to an evet ivri. And now this, the pasuk says, yichayiv noshim. In came of so, matam le, what's the pasuk have to say, the hefto le niptoso? Bechura, she's not freed at all. What do you mean the hefto, she's freed a little bit? And the Gemara, yichayiv a deeper Torah kloshim le yodim. The Torah talks kloshim b'nei yodim. That's the way people talk. But really, she was not freed at all. We have loza ben azayyeh waimer, kol arroyis mefroshes lonu, that all the arroyis in the Torah, it says clearly, Meshulam, the only thing that was left over was this one, Chetashim Chasi Baschoirin. Umarested Le'evet Ivri. That he also learns the Chulak Rabbi Kiva, that the Shivchi means she's half freed and she's married to an Evet Ivri. Acher Marmim, another sheet is like this. Lo Yamusu, you're not killed over. A man that lives with this Shivchi is not killed. Why? The Pasuk says, Kaloi Chuposha, because she was not freed. So since she's not freed, she's still a little bit of a Shivchi. Therefore, the fact she got married means nothing. The Kedusha is not chal, she's not called an Eishas Ish. Therefore, if a man lives with her, he's not chayiv misa. So now, what is the pasuk talking about? He learns v'acherim, b'shivcha kenanas akos medar, but she's a complete shivcha kenanis. Or Mores says li'evet kenani, that she's married to an evet kenani. And even on this, the Torah says, yichayiv anoshim, there's a chiddush. The Gemara thought to say here, it's nothing. Like she's mamas a complete shivcha, and she's only married, she's living with an evet kenani. So I would have thought to say that if somebody lives with her now, it's not a special Aveirat, maybe just Amznus, but not a special Aveirat of Yechayev HaKorban Oshem, K'mashman, even on this, Yechayev HaKorban Oshem. What's like this? Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita, Bishleimo, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Bishleim of the Heftalon of Dosik Ratoni, Dibra Torah Kloshim Bnei Yodim. That's good. So she's a complete, she's a complete shivcha. The Torah just talks like Bnei Yodim. Hello, the Torah that you say Mereset Le'evet Ivri Minolan. How do you know say the Pasuk Soma where she's married to an Evet Ivri and not to an Evet Ovi Kachovim? How do you know that to an Evet Ivri? Because the Pasuk says Kiloi Chuposha, that she was not freed. Mechlal Du Chupash. Mashmudal, that the man, the Morestas, the one she's married to, was freed already. So Tomar, she's married to an Evet Ivri. And that's the Chiddush now, for another man lives with her, he's chayav this Korban Oshem. We have Loza ben Azayah for the Gemara, Hainu Rabbi Kiva, who they both say the same thing. They're both saying that the Pasuk is talking about a Chati Shivcha Chati Bas Chayrin, that's married to an Evet Ivri. So Morestas and Echnami, but I'll tell you the Rabbi Shmuel Kama, that the Blaz is talking back to Rabbi Shmuel and saying like this. According to me, although I also agree to you that usually the pshat from the Torah is a different Torah kloshim ben yodim. When the Torah says a double loshim, it doesn't have to mean a drasha. Sometimes that's the way the Torah talks that way. But for Och over here, he argues, Rebbe Levin says, here the Pasuk daski means a chati bas chorin. V'och ishani, here it's different. Why? Michti, let's see. Ksiv lei kro. The Pasuk says, kloi chuposha. Kloi chuposha means she was not freed yet. If so, the Hefsalon of Dosalomli, why does the Torah repeat itself again and say she was not freed? It would just mean to say she's a complete Shivcha, Sabshita, that's Kiloi Chuposha, she wasn't given Hashtar Shukri yet. So Shemamina, here it's the proof that Lehochi Yost is coming for this. It's coming Lechatzia Shivcha Vechatzia Baschoirin. It's coming to teach us the Klal of Lechatzia Shivcha Vechatzia Baschoirin. Yeah. Now, Lachirim, on the other sheet, Bishlem, we have to learn if Dosa, Ksava Dibutar Bla Kloshim Layodim. They hold the Apostle so much as a complete Shivcha, but that's the way Ben Yodim talk. Elo, Hod, the Evid Kanani, Minolan. How do they know to say she's like married to an Evid Kanani? How do they know even such a Kiddush? Or Makro, they don't know what the Apostle says, Kiloi Chuposho, she was not freed. And men in the Lididov, it's not in the Gayetor, Pshita, she was not freed, because that's what the Apostle says, It says before, for after learning of dust, he learns it means she was not freed. So once we say she's not freed, to the winyan lived day in Echnami, put it in for the man she's living to, means to say he's also not freed. Zayis Nevet Kenani. See, Dashan, this pasuk is talking about the big Kiddush, that even though she is the complete Shivcha, and even though she's only miyucha to an Eved Kenani, still, if a Jew lives with her now, the special halacha is chayv korban Hashem. Now the Mishnah says, Kol aroyis, or all the other aroyis in the Torah, echot godo v'echot katan. Whether one is a god or one is a katan, the halacha is katan potter. That the katan is potter, but the godl is chayv for the maisas nus. Even though she's a katan, as long as she's more than 3 years old, so the man is chayv. Echot erev v'echot yeshot, one is awake and one is sleeping. So Yoshin Potter, the one that's sleeping, is Potter. It's like an oinus. He's Potter from the punishment. Echad shoygi v'echem es, they won't say the lady is a shoygi, the man's a mezid. So shoygi b'chatis, the one did it b'shoygi is chayi b'chatis. Or mezid b'chorus, the one that does it b'mezid is chayi b'chorus. Mashmin is only by a roi, it's not by a shivcha. Well, it says v'hoch over here though, chayiv, what's mean to say v'hoch means, but by a shivcha though, in all these cases the chayiv. For the Gemara, cotton, even in the case where she's a cotton, why you chayiv then? Of course, she's a cotton, how could she be chayiv? So why is the Mishnah mean to say, mashma, only by a royis you have this din, and not by a shivcha? So this is no, Amr of Yudokhid, this is what the Mishnah means to say, Ochigatoni. Kol a royis, echot godav yechot cotton, cotton, tota the godav chayiv. All other places, that's the locha. That echot, one's a cotton, and one's a godal, so din is the cotton is pot, and the godal is chayiv. But for Hoch over here, Godel Nami Potter. If I can't, even though he, the man, is a Godel, as long as she's a Ketana, he's Potter from the Korban Oshon, like we had before, my time. To Makshina Na'adodi, here it's Ekesh Na'adodi, that the man is only Chayv if she's Chayv Malkus. So in the case that she's a Ketana, that she's Potter from Malkus, so then the man is Potter, even though he's a Godel, he's also Potter from his Oshon. Right, Kol Aroyis, Echad niyav, yechad yoshin. One is awake, one is sleeping. Yoshin is potter. V'kan yoshin amichet akasha. Same question again. V'kan over here by shivcha. You want to tell me with the one that's sleeping is chayv? How could that be? It's an oinus. We have used the same thing. No, same terrors. No, we have used the marav. Hokik ton. Here's what I'm Mishnah means to say. Or this price of biyikis. Kol aroyis echad niyav, yechad yoshin. Yochan takas potter. V'niyachayv. But v'kan by shivcha. Filu niyav pot. Even the one if he's awake, still he's potter from his korban oshin. As long as she was sleeping, she was an honest. She's potter. My time again, the makshina nadod is hekeshia, that the man is only chayiv when she's also chayiv. Toni, tono, kaimet rosheshes. Tano in front of rosheshes. Also goyme kemora, that they made a gemar bia like a more like a tchilas bia. Miskavin they made, kish like any miskavin. And kedarka, if you live with a kedarka, is kish like kedarka. The same way you live with her, the wrong way. Near, when you're awake, they made the same thing just like you're sleeping. So question, what are you talking about over here? So one you chayiv, one you potter. What do you mean they made it alike? Omelech said back to him, my comrade, what are you talking about? Am I also going to Kamar? Why is that true? It's not true. What do you mean to say you made a gemar beer where he finishes the beer just like the beginning of the beer? Goyme b'shivcha charufo mechayiv. If the man lives b'shivcha charufo, possibly a shivcha zera, a complete beer, then he's chayiv. But more loy mechayiv, it just makes a tchilas be, it's like a not chayiv. Vesuah, secondly, miskavin, tell him not kashen miskavin, why? I mechavno mechayivo, I loy mechayivno. That by shiruf, only if you mechavno do the aver, then you chayiv. If you're not mechavno, you're not chayiv. So how could you say you chayiv even if you made it both the same way? It's not the same way. The same thing with kadaka, shloy kadaka, nami. Kedak of shechruf from mechayiv. If a man lives with the shechruf in the normal way, that's called shechva zera. Then he's chayiv. But for shloy kedak alo mechayiv, if he lives with the shloy kedak, he's taken at chayiv a korban oshim. My time. What's the reason? Shechva zera. The pasuk says shechva zera ksiv. So mashma yoni chayiv a normal bia. Then oman. What do you mean to say near kiyoshin? If you're awake like you're sleeping, it's not true. Awake you chayiv. You're sleeping you potter. Elamai e b'shar royis. You're talking about other royis, Tony. E b'shar royis katoni. Also goyim at kemoro. What do you mean to say? They made a gemar like kemoro. It should be opposite. Ipcha mi iboyle. Should suggest the opposite way. Lemisni. So it should suggest the opposite way that they made.